Dave. Thanks for having me on again.
I appreciate your time. All right, how much sleep did you get putting out this watch list last weekend?
No, we've been working on it really since last February, and today's become a really fun day in our office. Just watching, really watching everyone else promote the game rather than us. We give the SIDs at all the schools a little heads up on who's coming, who's going to be on the list from their program, and then they have a couple days to create the graphics and videos and stuff. So it is fun just to sit back and watch those graphics roll out. Alabama football just posted theirs, and when you look and you see they've got 1.1 million followers on Twitter, where the Senior Bowl brand and Draft Starts in Mobile. Our city's name is getting in front of a lot of folks today.
Who's the smallest school that had a player?
That's a really good question. We don't have any D3s this year. There were a couple D2 players. It'd have to be at one of the D2s. I know, we had a guy last year from Fayetteville State, an HBCU school up in North Carolina, Josh Williams, and he got drafted in the fourth round by the Chiefs. I think we've got another player from that school, but I think there's a couple D2 players on the list this year.
I see Quincy. Where is that?
Quincy's in Illinois.
Okay.
We helped Bruce Feldman out with his freaks list the last couple of years, and I gave BJ Wilson's name to Bruce. He had never heard of Quincy either. But yeah, Grand Valley State. That's one. That's one from my home state up in Michigan. They've got a tackle. Really good Division II program on the watch list, and I believe we've got one from Ferris State University, which is only about an hour from Grand Valley State. They won the D2 National Championship last year. And then we've got one from West Florida. They've got a receiver on the list. So here in our backyard, we've got one from Pensacola. So those are a few of the D2 guys off the top of my head.
I actually work with somebody from Quincy, Illinois, so I do know where that is. And you do have an Ivy League. You do got Princeton on there. You got an Ivy Leaguer.
Yeah, the Princeton guy's interesting. He was actually, he's on Bruce's freaks list. He's a kid from Hawaii, receiver, and he's a decathlete. And we've talked to some people that if he just focused on track, he'd have a real future in the track world if he decided to focus on that. So, we got an Ivy Leaguer. I don't believe we've had an Ivy Leaguer in the game in my 4 years working at the Senior Bowl. So maybe this is the year.
Talking to Jim Nagy, Executive Director of the Senior Bowl. What about from the military academies? You got Andre Carter II, one of the best edge rushers in America, and he's expected to go very high in the draft. Some people are even saying may go in the first round. What do you like about him?
Yeah, we got a couple from Air Force as well. But, yeah, okay. Andre Carter from Army, yeah, he's got a chance to be their highest drafted player in a long, long time, maybe the last 70, 80 years. Since back when they were a powerhouse. But yeah, he's a really long-bodied kid. His only offers coming out of high school were from the Ivy League schools, and I believe like Lehigh. So, big, long-bodied outside linebacker. I think he had 19 sacks last year, finished first or second in the country last year in sacks. Just a good athlete. The guy was a zero-star kid out of high school, zero stars. So for him to end up on the watch list, I've seen him in some mock first-round drafts over the summer, that might be a little rich, but for sure probably a second or third round guy right now. And we actually did a Zoom call with Andre last week. The people up at West Point were good enough to get us on a Zoom call with him, and seems like as you would expect from a West Point guy, really, really impressive young man. And he's going to have a great year. He's a talented guy. So, yeah, it'd be cool to have another Army guy in the game.
All right, so how do you go about making this list? How do you do the cutoff? How many people were on the list, and how do you do the cutoff?
We just watch tape on all the players. So we watch every returning FBS starter or a guy that played a significant role on their team last year. So, there's some guys from Tuscaloosa on the watch list that weren't starters last year at Alabama, but played significantly in some of the blowouts or, played on special teams. And then when we get down to the FCS level guys, it's more off all American lists, all conference lists. Same thing with Division II and lower. So that's how we do it. And we watch tape on all the guys, and there's not a set limit every year. We ended with 484 this year. There's another All-Star game that put 1,000 players on their watch list. That's a little overkill, I think. We're trying to be a little more selective than the top 1,000 players in the country. We settled right there at 484 this year.
Oh, 484. Okay. And then when do you cut it down? Is there a cut-down date?
Not really. No. I mean, and again, I try to stress to all the players on social media today that this is just the starting point for us. There's been plenty of players play their way into the game, you know, during their senior years that weren't on the watch list. So, they, again, this is just our starting point, what we felt to the players off their underclassmen tape. And really what's most important is how they play as seniors. So we'll you know, our staff, we've got nine scouts, nine former NFL scouts on the staff this year with 160-170 years of experience. So we'll be watching all the tape, going to games every Saturday. I think we're headed to a couple games here in week zero, including I'll be going up to the Jacksonville State Stephen F. Austin game in Montgomery here in a couple days. And we'll give these guys their just due. They work very hard on the field, and we got to work hard at giving them their just due, and not just you know, taking recommendations from coaches or agents or whatnot. We're trying to do this the right way, like NFL teams would, and that's kind of our process. And we'll get to the invites in November, like we do every year. We'll start feeling good about that thing in the middle of October, early November.
Who put the kibosh on the trip to Hawaii?
The accountant, our treasurer at the Senior Bowl put the kibosh on the Hawaii trip.
I mean, what an opportunity. Vanderbilt in Hawaii. Come on. No. Oh, well.
I don't know if our budget could absorb that.
Right. He is Jim Nagy, executive director of the Senior Bowl. Was there somebody who jumped off of out of the film that you hadn't noticed, you know, when you first started doing it in February, and all of a sudden you gave maybe a second or third look and it's like, well, this guy needs to be considered? Or maybe somebody in camp here that's come off the page as you or come off the screen as you've been going around the school saying you got to put it on the tape. You got to put it on the tape. All of a sudden you saw some tape and you're like, well, we got to include this guy.
Yeah, you know, there was actually a guy, Jackson State, that wasn't going to be on the list. But when we went to see Jackson State practice a couple weeks ago, up when we visited the school there, there was a guy that popped on the list. So, yeah, it happens, and it's great when it does. You know, just even talking with, you know, that we talked to plenty of people at the schools, and sometimes they'll say, hey, Jim, like, this guy hasn't played. You won't see him on last year's tape. He had an injury. This happened to him, but you know, please take a look at him and go back into, you know, 2020, 2019, and when we do that, sometimes you get surprised. So yeah, we're trying to be as thorough as we can.
So you've been up to Jackson State. I saw you were at West Virginia and Tennessee. What's been the reaction from the coaching staffs, and what's the difference when do you get a chance to talk to the players individually?
Yeah, you know, we do. It's that's been the great thing about being on campus, is that the schools will allow us to get one-on-one. And again, that's different than when you're an NFL scout. When you go to a bigger school like a Tennessee or a Kentucky, you know, you don't usually get with the players, you know, Division II, FCS level. Sometimes they'll bring the players to see you. They're really excited to see NFL guys when they come through. This is just a different role, you know, working for the Senior Bowl. It's a little bit different. And I think, you know, and part of the reason to go up there is I've been speaking to the teams about the draft process, and this can be a really confusing time for players going into their senior year. There's a lot on social media. There's a lot on the internet. You know, these families are all listening to stuff, and then there's just a lot of people in these players' ears right now. So it can be a difficult time. So just to go up and talk to the guys about where the NFL – you know, what the NFL process is, what our process is, you know, in terms of evaluating them, and really just answering their questions, trying to make this thing as easy as possible for them. But it is great when you go to Kentucky and, you know, Mark Stoops invites you out on the field and talk to the team, and then grabs Will Levis, who's the highest rated quarterback on our board right now for the Senior Bowl, and gives you some one-on-one time with a guy that we'd love to have here in Mobile. It certainly helps.
All right, looking at this, this is on the front page of their website, Merrimack. I guess they're an FCS school. Are they FCS?
Yeah, Merrimack's FCS. That's right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, on the front page of their website, they got the Senior Bowl invitee, was Darian McKenzie, quarterback. I mean, how do you find that guy in the Northeast Conference?
Just looking at all conference lists, and then he was actually on the watch list last year too. And he's one of those guys that decided to use an extra year, that extra COVID year that the NCAA gave him. And so we actually saw Darian play last year live in a game and posted a video of him like we like to do on social media. So, yeah, he'll be on the radar again this year. Good player, big corner. So the league likes big corners, and we're gonna beat every bush and try to find those guys.
I guess so. He's one of two players from the Northeast Conference. So that's impressive. All right, I got to find the other one. All right, so then what is the next process here as the season gets going? You just go to games on the weekend and check out and kind of start narrowing it down?
Yeah, we'll start. You know what we do? We download all the tape when it comes in after the games from the NFL Dub Center, where the teams pull all their tape from, and our scouts that are all over the country. I mean, we've got a guy in L.A., we've got a guy in Arizona, Montana, Kansas City, Chicago, Dallas, Charlotte. So we're all over the country. Our guys will be downloading the tape and watching the tape all week, and then heading out to games on the weekend. So, and the games are a great opportunity for our guys to talk to coaches during pregame, you know, different guys on the staff, different NFL scouts. That's where we really need to keep our ear to the ground in terms of guys that are kind of one-year wonders or guys that have transferred to a new school and are taking advantage of a new opportunity, you know, with the whole portal thing. So, yeah, that's the next step is watch the senior tape, go watch them play live, and you know, try to work this thing till we get to November.
All right, we're going to do this again. Tell us about Tyson Badgett from Shepherd University.
Okay, so Tyson is he's our only non-FBS quarterback that's on the watch list this year. It's a really deep group of quarterbacks. You know, last year was great with Kenny Pickett, who went in the first round, and Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis. I mean, that was a good group, but this is a much deeper class. I don't know if senior-wise, there's you know, a ton of talent in the first or second round right now, but there's certainly a lot more guys in the third, fourth, fifth round that could eventually elevate. So Tyson would be, you know, this year's kind of smaller school guy to keep an eye on. I posted something about him earlier this summer when we do our small school Saturday posts every Saturday on Twitter. And when I did that, four or five NFL scouts texted me like, "Hey, that's our guy. We, you know, we're excited to see him." A lot of the NFL teams think he could be this year's Bailey Zappe, who, you know, played in the game last year from Western Kentucky, and the Patriots took in the fourth round. So this could be kind of the sleeper quarterback of this year's group.
Last year, threw for 5,000 yards and 53 touchdowns in 15 ball games.
Yeah, he's good, and you know, he almost went into the portal this year. And had he gone into the portal, there would have been a lot of Power Five schools looking to add Tyson. So he stayed put. He wanted to be with his friends, the guys that he came in with, which I think says a lot about him. And saw him throw at the Manning camp, and he's certainly talented enough to play at the next level. So. Yeah, 53 touchdowns. He should have a monster senior year.
He's going to be setting some records. All right, he's Jim Nagy. We look forward to having you back here in a couple months when we get the Senior Bowl show going once again. I appreciate your time, Jim. Congratulations on the watch list.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Look forward to doing the show again, Dave.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much.